Could everyone hear? Could you hear there? Yes. Could you hear? From a distance, Haribol and No sound similar due to my imperfect senses. If you could hear, raise your arms, please. Now you can say Haribol. Thank you very much. Our plan today was that we would have several hours in this area, but by the inconceivable will of the Lord, our schedule was changed. We should be grateful for any moment that Lord Sri Krishna blesses us to be in one of his eternal holy places where he performs his pastimes and to be in the association of his devotees. This very beautiful body of water is Chandra Sarovar, one of the special places of worship in Braj Bhumi. On the full moon night of Kartik, Sarat Purnima, Krishna plays upon his flute and performs Sri Ras Lila with Braj Gopis. In the spring season, Krishna and Sri Radharani perform the Basant Ras Lila. Basant Panchami, the fifth day, the beginning of the spring, Lord Sri Krishna plays upon his flute and calls the Braj Gopis, and they perform their Ras Lila in various parts of Govardhan Hill. The Goswamis explain that the Ras Lila at Govardhan is of a higher and more confidential nature than that at the Bamsi Bhat in the town of Vrindavan as we know it today. Krishna called all varieties of gopis to that place. But the Ras Lila of Govardhan is exclusively for the most close and dearest associates of Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna. It was here at Chandra Sarovar that Krishna and gopis would play very loving water sports during the Ras Lila. They would dance on the banks of this kund. It is said that the perspiration drops of the Braj Gopis while dancing with Krishna fill these waters. That Chandra, the Lord of the Moon, personally entered into these waters and filled it with nectar. Krishna and gopis would bathe here, and they would also rest here during the night of Ras Lila. This section of Brajbhumi is sometimes excuse me. Is sometimes called the Paramarasa Stali. The Gandharvas fell unconscious here in this kund, seeing the pastimes of the Lord. And Indra and the demigods were playing gigantic celestial drums to accompany the Lord's pastimes here. Just on this bank of Chandra Srovar, the very famous Vaishnav saint and poet Suradas of the Ballabha Sampradaya performed his bhajan, and today we will find that his Samadhi Mandir is here. When Sanatan Goswami would perform his 24-mile Govardhan Parikrama, the large Govardhan Parikrama, he would come here each day to Chandrasrovar to circumambulate. Should we continue the places we will go tomorrow? We were planning to go to Paita today, which is a very, very special place that is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But because it is late, it is too dark to go. So we will try to go there another day, or another yatra. But I will tell the story of that place. It's just a few minutes away. By driving. During the spring Ras Lila of Sri Govardhan, Krishna left the gopis. They were searching everywhere for him, asking the creepers, asking the trees, asking the animals, "Have you seen Krishna?" Krishna was hiding. And gopis actually saw him. And very hurriedly, they came running to where he was. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Krishna disguised himself and assumed the form of Narayan with four arms, holding conch shell, club, disc, and lotus flower. Now, Narayan is known by all the Brijbasis as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna is known as their ever-loving friend and lover. So gopis approached Lord Narayan, and they were very disappointed that it was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. It wasn't Shamsundar. So they very, very respectfully offered their obeisances, and with folded palms, they said, "Oh, dear Lord Narayan, can you please grant us a benediction?" "What is that benediction?" "Tell us, which way did Krishna go? We want to find Krishna." So Krishna, in the form of Narayan, with his four arms, he pointed, he went that way. So gopis, without the slightest hesitation, immediately bowed down and ran to find Krishna. Then Srimati Radharani came. And Krishna was determined to trick her in the same way. She bowed down with folded palms. "Oh Lord Narayan, can you tell me, where is Krishna?" And he tried to do the same thing with her. But by the power of her love, beyond his control, two of his arms just melted away. And he revealed himself as Shamsundar. That is the power of Sri Radharani's attraction for Krishna. He is the supreme form of all sweetness, the ultimate embodiment of everything everyone is longing to see. Krishna's body is the essence of all sweetness. And the sweetest part of his body is his face. The sweetest part of his face is his beautiful smile. That smile is the cause of all causes, wherever there is beauty within all the spiritual and material worlds. So in Paita, when Sri Radharani saw her love for Krishna is so great. That Krishna was once again conquered by that love. Vajra, the great grandson of Lord Krishna, installed right at that place a four-armed deity of Lord Narayan. But he's actually Krishna. We ended this afternoon's narration with the slaying of Shankarchuda. The next place we will pass is Gwalpokar. At that place, Krishna with gopas, when they would herd their cows at Govardhan Hill, they would take prasad. And that was actually the place that sometimes Krishna would disappear from the gopas while they were all taking prasad to go to Sri Radha Kund and Sham Kund to meet Sri Radha and gopis. Then we will pass a place called Kelanvan. Nanda Maharaj stayed there for some time after leaving Gokula Mahavan on his way before residing in Nandagaon. There's also a place... Yes. Manasiganga. Manasiganga, on the day of Diwali, I think that's today?
Tomorrow.
On Diwali, people from all over Vrindavan put ghee lamps in Manasiganga. Krishna, in the area of Bandiravan, killed the demon Batsasura. Batsasura appeared in the form of a very sweet, beautiful little calf, just to get right into the inner circles with Krishna and Balaram. Then he was going to reveal his mighty Rakshasa form and kill the two brothers. So Krishna and Balaram were talking. They saw this very, very sweet, beautiful little calf frisking around. Do you know this is a demon? Yes, I know this is a demon. So Krishna very quietly walked up behind him, grabbed him by the legs, whirled him around. Whirled him so much he died and he threw him up into the trees. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. So gopas told Lord Krishna that you are Gopal, you are protector of cows. You just killed a baby calf. You should atone for this offense by bathing in the river Ganges. So Lord Krishna, he does not like to leave Vrindavan. So just at Govardhan Hill, he sat in meditation And within his mind, he called Mother Ganga to appear. And Ganga appeared and filled up that lake, Manasa Ganga. Sometime later, Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd man were hearing a katha. During this narration, they were hearing the glories of Ganga. There was a story how Garudaji captured a snake, and as he was flying in the air with him, the very tip of the tail of the snake happened to touch the water of the Ganges, and that snake turned into a four-armed Vaikuntha resident. A perfect body, spiritual body. So Garuda put that personality on top of his back and flew him to Vaikuntha. There's an airline called Garuda Airlines. But they cannot take you to Vaikuntha. But if you bathe in Manasa Ganga, Garuda will take you to Goloka. So, when Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas heard about this, they thought, we must go there. We must go on pilgrimage to Ganga. So they started packing their ox carts. And Krishna asked Nanda Maharaj, why all this packing of ox carts? They said, we are going to Himalayas. We are going to the Ganga to take bath. We heard this story. Krishna said, there's no need to leave Vrindavan because Ganga is here. What? Ganga does not flow in Vrindavan. He said, no, you come with me, I'll show you. So he took Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas and Gopis to Manasa Ganga. And when they arrived, they saw emerging from the waters of Manasa Ganga came this personification of Ganga Devi, the goddess Ganga, riding on her crocodile, offering her respects to Lord Sri Krishna and casting a merciful glance upon all the Vrijavasis. So they were convinced. And they thus all unloaded their carts and took bath in Manasa Ganga. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Govardhan, he began his parikrama by bathing in Manasa Ganga. Traditionally, that is where people begin the Govardhan parikrama. Also, Manasa Ganga is a place of very, very charming boat leelas with Radha and Krishna. Near Manasa Ganga is the temple of Haridev. One day, the Braj Gopis were sitting on bank of Manasa Ganga, and they were in separation from Krishna, and crying out in separation, Haridev, 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 Haridev. In reciprocation of their chanting, a deity of Haridev appeared. He was in the beautiful form of Giri Varadhari, with his left hand raised, holding up the Govardhan hill. The place and gopis then began to worship that deity. Bhajanab later installed a deity in that very place, Haridev. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Govardhan, it is described how he danced in very pure spiritual love before the deity of Haridev. And for many hours. Then he took rest at Brahmakund. At the time of the coronation of Krishna as Govinda at Govindakund, Lord Brahma did a personal abhishekam for Krishna at Brahmakund, just near Manasiganga. And when Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Govardhan, they both took rest at Brahmakund. There was also the deity of Manasi Devi, the presiding deity of Manasaganga. On the banks of Manasaganga is Mukharavinda. That is the lotus mouth of Giri Govardhan. Govardhan is the body of Krishna. His body is similar in form to that of a peacock. His face is the area of Kusum Sarovar. His mouth is Mukharavinda. His two eyes are Radhakund and Shamakund. His neck is Dangati. And his tail is Punshari. There are several places declared by various people to be the mouth of Govardhan. But according to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Aracharyas, we accept that Mukharavinda is that place. The next place we will pass is Dangati. There are many beautiful pastimes written by the six Goswamis and other great Vaishnav Acharyas about the Danakeli Leela. Sri Rupa Goswami wrote a book called Danakeli Chintamani. I'm sorry, Danakeli Kamudi, where Krishna taxes Radharani and Gopis at Dangati. There's also the footprints of Radha and Krishna at that place. We will then be passing Danivaratan Kund. That is a beautiful story from the book Danakeli Chintamani by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. The priest of the Brahmins of Vrindavan is named Bhaguri Muni. And he was performing a yajna at Govindakund. Vasudev actually sent him there to perform that yajna for the welfare of Krishna and Balaram. But we do not have time to discuss that wonderful story. But that is a place where the Krishna also comes to tax Sri Radharani and Gopis. And very, very beautiful exchanges of transcendental love are enacted there. When Lord Sri Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill, he sent his Sudarshan Chakra to actually dry up the water before it went into the ground, so that nothing, literally not a single drop of water, came under the hill. Partially because of the boundary walls built by the earth that fell from the bottom of Govardhan, and second of all, because under the hill, close by, Sudarshan Chakra was evaporating the water before it would touch the ground. Indra was thoroughly defeated. When Krishna wants to defeat you, whoever you are, he can do it absolutely thoroughly. That we can have complete faith in. So please, be careful not to become proud. After Krishna set the Govardhan down, Sudarshan Chakra wanted a place to stay. He wanted to reside at Govardhan Hill. So he was given his residence, and that place is called Chakratirtha. Just in that area of Chakratirtha is Chakaleshwar Mahadev. That is one of the prominent deities of Lord Shiva that was established by Vajranath. the great grandson of Lord Krishna. Sanatan Goswami had a very, very special connection with Lord Shiva. In fact, generally wherever he lived, he made his bhajan kutirs. It was somewhere close to Gopeshwar Mahadev, Chakaleshwar Mahadev. So while he was living there, many, many mosquitoes were coming and harassing his bhajan. He was writing books. Day and night, he would be doing his bhajan, chanting his rounds. Every day he would do Govardhan Parikrama. And he would be writing his literatures according to the desire of Lord Chaitanya. So, as you know, it's very difficult to do anything when you're attacked by thousands of mosquitoes. But Sanatan Goswami, he would not cause any harm to anyone. He was so gentle. So he decided that he should leave that place because it wasn't suitable to his bhajan. But Lord Shiva, he was feeling such imminent separation from this great Vaishnava that he summoned the demigod in charge of all mosquitoes and said, "Keep your people away from Sanatan Goswami." Meanwhile, Sanatan Goswami was packing up and leaving, and Lord Shiva disguised himself as a Brahmin and begged him, "Please, please, just stay one more night. If any mosquitoes bother you, then you go." No, not a single mosquito ever came to harass Sanatan Goswami after that. Sanatan Goswami would perform the parikrama of Govardhan Hill out of his pure love, but also as an acharya, he was showing us the greatness of Sri Giri Govardhan. He was so strict. Srinivas Acharya explains the six Goswamis, although they were Paramhamsas of the highest order, they would never compromise on their sadhana. Sometimes we think, if we're senior devotees, that I don't have to do my sadhana so strictly anymore. I'm advanced. I've been doing this for many years. But look at the acharyas. We're supposed to follow in their footsteps. Haridas Thakur, when he was in his old age, still chanting 3 lakhs. And when Lord Chaitanya told him, "It's so much trouble, reduce the number of rounds," Haridas said, "No, I'm spiritually diseased because I can't finish my rounds." He would rather die than not perform his vow of sadhana. That was Haridas Thakur. Now Sanatan Goswami, he would do his Govardhan Parikrama all the way around Chandra Srovar, the wide parikrama, every single day, without fail. Winter, summer, rainy season, he would do his parikrama. When he was very, very old, it was very difficult for him. So many Brijabasis were saying, "Sanatan Goswamiji, you are our guru, please don't do this parikrama anymore, there's no need." "No, I have vowed, I will do. From Chakaleshwar Mahadev." But Krishna could not tolerate seeing what inconvenience he was undergoing. So he personally appeared as a beautiful cowherd boy, but he did not disclose who Sanatan, who he was. And he please appeal to him, please. You're too old. It's too difficult. Don't do this parikrama. Sanatana Goswami said, I must do. It is my regulative principle. So Krishna went on a mountain. He went on Govardhan Hill. He played his flute. And one of the stones of Govardhan melted. And Krishna's footprint was impressed within it. And also some hoofprint of cows and stick. Krishna's cowherd stick. And he personally carried that Govardhan Shiva back to Chakaleshwar Mahadev and said that this Shila is, by your doing parikrama four times around this Shila, you will get the same credit. It is not different than circumambulating the whole mountain of Shikiriraj. This story reveals the love of Krishna for his devotee. How Krishna's heart melts to see the austerities that his pure devotees perform in their loving service to him. Sanatana Goswami was so very, very dear to all the Brajvasis. He was like the guru of Brajbhumi. He was the guru of Rupa Goswami. Wherever he would go, he would extend such kindness, such affection, and such concern, even for the simplest of the residents of Vrindavan. When he would come to a village, the whole village would come to welcome him. They would sit him down, they would have kirtan, they would offer him milk, they would offer him whatever best things they had from their cows. They would offer him gifts. Then he would speak to them about the teachings of Krishna. And he was so personal. He knew every one of them. Have you got your daughter married yet? Oh, I heard you had a new child. And is your crops growing properly this time? How is the health of your family members? He had such personal affection for the Brajavasis. And they reciprocated. They loved him. They loved him as their very life. Sanatana Goswami, while he was doing his bhajan in Chakaleshwar Mahadev, disappeared from this world. And when the Brajavasis of the Govardhan area saw that their life, their soul, their guru, Sanatana Goswami, had left to Chakaleshwar Mahadev, the whole of Rajbhumi was weeping. And to honor his devotion to Govardhan Parikrama, they all performed Govardhan Parikrama together. Sanatana Goswami's disappearance day is on Guru Purnima. That is the day that the Brajavasis do Govardhan Parikrama. The day of Govardhan Parikrama, or Govardhan Puja, is not... It is popular, but is not so popular. More popular than that is Kartik Purnima, the full moon that ends the Kartik season. Many, many hundreds and thousands of Brajavasis perform Parikrama then. But far more than that is Guru Purnima. And one of our devotees told me that when he asked just a simple Brajavasi, can you tell me the reason why Brajavasis historically gather by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands every Guru Purnima to do Govardhan Parikrama? They said, yes, because this is the disappearance day of the Guru of Vrindavan, Sanatana Goswami. And he loved to do this Parikrama. So we are doing it in his honor. After Chakaleshwar Mahadev is Krishna Vedi, Dan Gati, then the Dan Nivartan Kund, and then Anukuta Kshetra, also called Aniyor. That is the place that the Brijavasis made their mountains and mountains of bhoga to offer to Krishna in the form of Govardhan Hill. On the mountain of Govardhan, you will see the original temple of Gopal that was installed by Sri Madhavendra Puri in Aniyor or Anukuta Kshetra. Then there is Shankarshan Kund, which is dedicated to Lord Baladev. Then there is Gauri Kund. A very, very special pastime took place there. We do not have time to speak about all of these. Then there is Govinda Kund. Govinda Kund, we spent the day today. That was the place Madhavendra Puri, after doing his Govardhan Parikrama, sat under a tree for many hours, just doing his bhajan. Then the little cowherd boy came up to him and asked, "Will you please accept some milk from me? I believe you've been fasting all day. In my village, nobody fasts. Some people beg, and some people are so humble like you that they will not even beg. So I come to personally deliver milk. How did you know I was fasting today? All these neighboring girls at the well, they have been watching you and they inform me. Now you drink this milk, I have to go milk the cows, I will come back for the pot in a few minutes." So Madhavendra Puri drank the milk. That milk was like nectar. Then he washed the pot and he sat chanting. And by Krishna's arrangement, he fell asleep and had a dream. That same little boy revealed to him that he was Krishna. He said, "I've been fasting and very hot for a long time. In my form as Gopal, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, I was installed by Vajra, the grandson of great-grandson of Lord Krishna. But at one time, the Mohammedan soldiers, they were coming to this village. So I was hidden in the deep, dense forest. And the pujari fled and never came back. I have been waiting for you. I am hot. I am thirsty. I am hungry. I am simply thinking, when will Madhavendra Puri come?" He took him by the hand and showed him that place. Madhavendra Puri awoke. He condemned himself. Krishna appeared to him and he didn't even recognize him. But hankering, lamenting, happiness and distress, they must be tolerated in the execution of our service. The Lord has given me an order. I must fulfill that order. So he went and got the local Brijavasis, and they came with choppers, and they cleared through. And there, right on the banks of Govinda Kund, they discovered Srinathji Gopal. Shri Madhavendra Puri Ki Jai. Nipakund. There are beautiful kadamba trees there. Krishna, after stealing butter and yogurt from gopis at Dangati, they would bring the pots to Nipakund. And they would take the leaves of the kadamba trees and make cups and distribute. And they would eat the butter from that place. Then there is Doka Dauji. That is very connected to Chandra Sarovar. When Krishna and Sri Gopis were performing their Raslila here at Chandra Srovar. Balaramji was very eager to see. But because he's Krishna's elder brother, he did not want to disturb their relationship, because they had a certain reverence toward him as the elder brother, Dauji. So from the distance, actually there's a temple called Doka Dauji on Govardhan Hill. There's a deity of Balaram in that temple. He's kind of crouched over, just in a pose where he's completely immersed in just watching the Raslila taking place here at Chandra Srovar. And he was so attracted by Krishna's beautiful pastimes that his beautiful body, which is white like a spring cloud, turned black, just like Krishna. So there was a black deity of Balaramji there to commemorate that wonderful pastime. Apsara Kund, or Apsaravan, is the southernmost part of Govardhan. During Indra's coronation, the Apsaras performed an Abhishek for Lord Krishna at that place. And also, during the spring Govardhan Raslila of Krishna and Gopis, it is explained that in love, the the Gopis melted in ecstasy to fill the water of that kund. And our acharyas explain that all the avatars of Lord Krishna perform their pastimes on the banks of Apsara Kund. And then there is the Navala Kund. While the gopis were melting into Apsara Kund, Krishna personally melted into Navala Kund. There are beautiful temples depicting this, the importance of this particular place. At the tail of Govardhan, which is called Punchuri, is the temple of Punchuri Kalota Baba, which has always been a favorite of Radha Gopinath's Brajyatra devotees. When Akrura was bringing Lord Krishna out of Vrindavan to Mathura, on the way, Krishna passed this place. And one of his cowherd boyfriends, whose name was Lota Baba, he was crying, heartbroken. When are you coming back? Krishna said, I'm coming back the day after tomorrow. Lota Baba said, I will fast. I will stand here and not move. I will fast until you return to Vrindavan. Krishna said, I will be back either the day after tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. So Lota Baba, he has a lota, his stick, cowherd stick, and he's been standing there. And he stood, and he stood, and he stood, immersed in intense feelings of separation from Krishna. He would not eat anything. And if you go and see him, he's still standing there today. You will find that he's quite fat. So you may wonder, how is he fat if he fasted for so many years? Because he is nourished. He is nourished by his divine remembrance of Krishna. We find the six Goswamis, Raghunath Das Goswami. He was taking buttermilk How much substance is in chas, buttermilk? Just what would fit in the palm of hand. Sometimes every few days. How did he live? His body was being sustained by his ecstatic love for Krishna. With Raghunath Das Goswami, one time he had severe stomach problem. So they called the Kaviraj. The Kaviraj felt his pulse, did his tests, and said, he's overeaten. The disciples of Raghunath Das Goswami said, what nonsense, he's overeaten. This is blasphemy. He doesn't even eat a little leaf cup or even a buttermilk every day or two. How do you say he's overeaten? He said, no, he's overeaten. What is he overeaten? According to my calculations, he's eaten too much kheer, sweet rice. Raghunath Das Goswami eating sweet rice? Raghunath Das Goswami was amazed when he said this. Because he was sitting and doing his japa. And he went into a trance where he was actually seeing his original spiritual body in the spiritual world as a manjari. And Sri Radha Krishna ate nice sweet rice, and they gave the remnants to him, and he drank it in his meditation. And he drank a lot of it. So he was very astonished that the doctor could detect this. So he took the medicine and got better. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. So Panchari Kalota Baba represents how a devotee will never compromise and never give up waiting for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. We chant our rounds, we follow the principles, we eat only prasad. But sometimes we become impatient. I'm not a paramahamsa. I'm not seeing Krishna's lila. What to speak of that? I still get angry. I'm still envious. I'm still proud. But a devotee will never give up his vows. Never give up his resolution to carry on with our devotional service, waiting, whether it takes a day or whether it takes millions and millions of births, waiting for the mercy of Krishna. So tomorrow we will offer our obeisances in prayer, pray to Panchari Kalota Baba. Please give us the patience and the determination to never give up our hopes in the mercy of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Close to that is the Mani Kandali cave. That was the residence of Raghava Pandit, Champaklata, Saki, and Krishna's Leela. In Bhakti Ratnakar, the three principal disciples of Jiva Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Shyamananda Goswami, they very much wanted to do Braj Mandala Parikrama. So by the divine arrangement, Jiva Goswami called for Raghava Pandit, lived in this cave at Govardhan. And he personally took these three great souls to all the holy places through the 12 forests of Vrindavan. A description of the entire parikrama is really the basis of the descriptions that we give of the holy places within the Gaudiya Sampradaya, written by Narahari Chakravarti in Bhakti Ratnakar. And in that cave, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, and Shyamananda Goswami also spent time there with Raghava Pandit. There is the footprint of Airavata, the elephant carrier of Indra. And there is Airavata Kund, where Indra's elephant stored the waters of the Akash Ganga to be utilized for the coronation of Krishna at Govinda Kund. Then there is Surabhi Kund. We explained that place earlier today, where Surabhi so lovingly begs for Krishna to forgive Indra for his offenses, and Indra was forgiven. There is a beautiful forest called Kadambavan, filled with Kadamba trees. That was a favorite place of pastimes for Krishna and his associates. There is Rudra Kund. Lord Shiva, he resided there and meditated on Krishna and Krishna's Govardhan pastimes there, and filled that kund with the tears of his love. Then we will come by a very busy place, Jatipur. Jati is the name of a renunciate. Madhavendra Puri would spend time there, so it was named after him. As a sannyasi, they called it Jatipur, the place where Madhavendra Puri, the Jati, would reside. The followers of Sripad Ballabhacharya consider that place of very, very great spiritual importance. You will find that throughout the day they are performing Abhishek of Sri Giriraj at that place. Sometimes they pour so much milk over Giriraj that literally the milk is just flowing off that mountain area. It's just flowing and flowing and flowing. It's flowing onto the streets and right into the gutters. Usually there's sewage in gutters. This is opulence. There's pure Brajbasi cow milk flowing in the gutters. And they are, I believe, the happiest, most fortunate hogs in all the world, drinking Shri Giriraja's Charanamrita. Then we will come to Uddhava Kund, where Uddhava resided and performed his austerities in appreciation for the residents of Vrindavan. And next, on our parikrama, we will circumambulate Sri Radha Kund and Sri Sham Kund. Sri Rupa Goswami declares that the holiest place in the universe is the earth, because so many avatars of the Supreme Lord appear on this earth. And the holiest place on earth is Bharatvarsha. Is Mathura Mandala, because in Mathura Mandala the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared. The holiest place in all the Mathura Mandala is the Vrindavan forest, because that's where Rasleela takes place. The holiest place in the Vrindavan forest is Govardhan Hill. Because at Govardhan, the most all-encompassing, intimate pastimes of the Supreme Lord are enacted. And the holiest place at Govardhan, which is the supreme most holy place in all of existence, is Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Radha Kund is the ambrosial nectar of Sri Radharani's love in liquid form. The place of the highest and most complete spiritual pastimes of Radha and Krishna take place. And that is the place where Raghunath Das Goswami lived for so many years of his life. Every day on the bank of Radha Kund, Raghunath Das Goswami would speak for 3 hours the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And one of his students, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita at that place. During our yatra, we will have a special katha on the banks of Sri Radha Kund and Shyam Kund to discuss these wonderful subjects. It is getting dark, and I do not want to do to you what we did last night. I thank you very much for your wonderful patience, sitting here in this beautiful part of Vrindavan. Is very, very, very special fortune that we have been blessed with. Are you all happy here? I cannot see you, but I can hear you. Everyone, please descend and offer obeisances. Sprinkle 3 drops of Chandrasrovar's nectarine waters upon your head. Then we will return to buses and return to Sri Vrindavan Dham.